Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Taking care of yourself means investing in your future. Learn how to focus and achieve your goals with KmarEducation.org.
You know your love. Keep on lifting higher.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Hope you had a great week, and hope you have a great weekend. We had a lot of things happening this week, eclipse and everything. Oh my God, I watched it too. But today I'm going to talk about in pursuit of success, prioritize self-care. In pursuit of success, don't forget that your health is the ultimate asset. Without it, all your achievements lose their meaning. This is what I will be talking about. And we have Dr. Witten, a naturopathic oncologist, in the house this morning, coming on around 9:45, talking about optimal health and wellness. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Very good, Marietta. I was waiting for a sunny morning, and then it started to rain, and then the sun's back out. So
yeah,
it's going to be one of those weird days.
Yeah, you'll get over it, right?
That's absolutely. Okay. You have to. It's April showers.
You got to be fast. I understand. Before we get started, I do have some announcements. AdonaiOHW.com has workshops planned for Thursday, April the 18th, 6:30 to 7:30, and it's about herbal tea blends for detoxification. And the second workshop is on April the 25th, also a Thursday, from 6 till 7:30, Spring into Health with Sprouts. And who is it by? Well, by Dr. Yvette Witten. And please go to the website to sign up, AdonaiOHW.com. Adonai, I spell it AdonaiOHW.com. And if you didn't have a pencil handy, Google Dr. Witten in Monroe, and you will find her, Dr. Witten. But stay tuned, because she's going to come on at 9:45. So very interesting workshops coming up, and they're $65 each. So very, very reasonable. So, and also thebusinesschampion.com for past shows and interesting things to know about. Go to thebusinesschampion.com. Go to our website. So, and there's also a great article about last week's show. I did a little nice article about our two guests. And yeah, I'm ready to rock you.
Effective communication is key to success. Let KmarEducation.org guide you in mastering your communication skills. Ready to level up your self-care routine? KmarEducation.org offers resources to help you stay focused and reach your full potential.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer, your host. I will talk a little bit about prioritized self-care, and at 9:45, Dr. Yvette Witten is coming on, so don't touch the dial. We have some good info, but let me say something to you. Self-care. I'm practicing self-care, and I haven't mastered it because it's an ongoing process. But one thing I do want to talk to you about and bring to your attention, the content we consume on TV and radio and other media sources, as it can impact our mental and emotional state. And this is exactly what I want to talk about, because I don't need to be a doctor to talk about that, because I'm the director of my own mental health state. And here's what I want to say. Be mindful of the shows and movies and music, and especially two areas of interest where I'm really ticked off. I'm talking about what we hear on TV, especially these wonderful shows, Girl Meets Boy, Boy Meets Girl. Okay, that's all wonderful. They had the young ones on. No problem. They're at the beginning of their life journey. But now they had this terrific show, The Golden Bachelor, and so forth. And, you know, this was an interesting show. Let's see what they all looked like in their 60s and 70s. They all looked terrific, like models. Okay, all wonderful. So this couple, they meet, they get married. We see it on TV. All wonderful. I even shed a few tears. Not because that's what I want, that I want to get married again, but the hope that it gives people. And even if this is something I don't want right now in my life, because I've done it all, it's the hope that I even had in younger years. Now it's just it has shifted now. And I cried, and I was so happy. I was so happy for them. And they both seemed so sincere and wonderful. So yesterday on Good Morning America, I love them, Good Morning America show, they're both sitting there nonchalant. They were interviewed. Oh, so you're getting a divorce? Yes. And he spoke. He was the spokesperson. And he was very well rehearsed. Oh, yes. We love each other, but we just couldn't get together. She lives on the East. He lives on the West Coast. And we're very much connected with our family. And it's just best to get a divorce. And I said to myself, who are you kidding? That's when I realized, are you trying to put a fast one over us? Because anybody that really sincerely loves a person and happened to find them on a TV show, it does happen. Yeah, they would have reacted differently. They said it with such a cavalier attitude. And he looks over to her as he's telling, oh, yeah. And she said, oh, yes, that's right. It's almost like they knew the outcome ahead of time. I don't want to say too much, folks. You know what I'm talking about. But if you go on the social media pages, you will see all the different replies, how different people think about it. So this is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. But all I want to say, there is hope, because I have a real person. She's in Norwalk. She is a business owner. She found real love. He's a retired doctor, and he happened to come into her store. And Dana, if you're listening to us this morning, and you know what? They started dating. And after a while, she moved in with him. She's 75, and I think he's a little older. He's a retired dentist, you know, and her life has been really, really happy. And she just got out of a 16-year relationship. So it does happen. So all I'm saying is, don't believe everything you're seeing here on the TV, where a certain outcome may be, you know, expected and whatever. I don't want to say any. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Also, another thing. What I want to bring up, the weather people, you know, on some of the TV stations. I don't want to name anybody. You know how they're alarmists. You know, when the winter sets in and the snow, and there's, oh, the snow is coming down with this and that. And, you know, oh, and I sit on the edge of my seat and I say, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't go out. And, oh, what do I need to do? And this, that, and the other. And my car isn't really, I don't have four-wheel drive, and you know. And you hear this over and over and over again. You know, I didn't go out. And this happened to me twice when I really listened to them. They're alarmists. Because I learned from our own station meteorologist, especially from Mr. Paul Pierrick. Paul, if you're listening, there are 176 towns, something like 170 towns here in Connecticut. And the weather, Bill Jackelman, I worked with outside of the station. He did an event with me. He was the MC. And they know exactly what the weather is like by town, by each town. And the weather will be different in each town of Connecticut. And because we did our event in Newtown, he said, Marietta, your event is from 1 to 5. At 3 o'clock, the rain is coming in. do you still want to have the event? And I said, let me think about it. And you know what? I shortened my event, and everybody left at 3:30, but everybody was happy. They were paid attendees, you know, and everybody got, they got to eat, they got to drink, everything that we, you know, they got, everything was wonderful. So don't be alarmed. And I, Paul, I love you. And I know you're listening this morning. And when you do our weather report, you do it with such ease. It's no problem. Okay, the rain is coming in, you know, from the side. Don't worry about it. Just put your babushka on, you and Paul with the babushka. I love it. So you're so such ease. Same Bill Jackelman did the same thing. I love them both. So the alarmist, forget it. This was really on my mind this morning. What do you think, very quickly, Rich?
Absolutely. Sometimes... Mr. Paul is accurate that you can get, well, he'll tell you that it's going to be raining in the front yard and sunshine in the backyard.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exciting. And what does your mom, tell us what your mom is as a weather report.
Yes.
She's 96.
She will say
Millie.
That when when I get up in the morning, if I open up the shade and it's sunshine outside, I know it's going to be a good day. If it's raining out, it's a day to stay home.
Yeah. That's 96 Millie's weather report, you know. But all of this what we're being fed on air, you know, and especially they got me at my vulnerable point. But we're human beings. We feel. And, you know, even it's finding happiness. It doesn't happen to everybody in their lifetime. And if it happened, it happened for a short period of time, because I learned we only go a short distance together in life. Nothing is forever. Nothing. So if you found love, we're happy for the people. I was genuinely happy, but, you know, and they were both 72, you know, and then going nonchalantly going on, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we couldn't. Real love, you figure something out. If you want to, if you don't want to make that move, you want to stick with your family, stay with your family. Don't even go. And you know what really is the kicker? That they said, oh, we still love each other, but we will look for new love again. That's what they said. And that was, to me, a giveaway. A dead giveaway that this is baloney noni. I don't want to listen to you. I don't like you anymore. You know? You know, this is so precious what we have. Love, real love between people. And you find it, you know, you can't sell it like that. You can't portray it. You can't dish that out to people. And they will hear from the audience. I know that, you know? So anyway, I know you watch all of these different programs there, Survivors and who knows, you know, and Naked and all. It's all baloney. To me, I don't believe anything anymore.
It makes us wrestling fans appreciate the fact that we know ahead of time, well, we don't, but the people that run it know that the matches are fixed. They already know who's going to win before they go into the ring, but the physical portion of it is all real. And I have seen some love stories on Survivor, and there have been a few times over the years. They're on episode number 46 or season 46, and they've had several instances where couples have met and gotten married and are still married. Boston Rob is one of the most famous ones, and they've been married about 20 years now.
You know, I'm not that gullible, but that really touched my heart. And so I'm glad I have that story, Dana's story. I said, I really like to have you on, but I have to pick a right time, a right air time to do that, you know, to talk about her relationship. So never lose hope. And also realize it's not meant for everybody. And I don't believe anything anybody, you know, it's my own experience. But I do listen to sincere people. That's very important to me. I know when it's sincere. And that's why when we're on air, you know, you present facts, you present your own point of view. That's it. People hear in your voice if you're advertising for somebody or if it's a sincere recommendation, the listener hears it. You know, who are these people? They're kidding themselves. And it's insulting to our intelligence. So anyway, but what's not insulting to your intelligence is my good friend and professional, Dr. Yvette Vitton. She's coming on in about 30 seconds. Okay.
Prioritize your well-being by learning new strategies for focus and achievement. Check out kmareducation.org for tips.
The The Business Champion Radio Show you're listening to on a wonderful Saturday morning. I'm Marietta Kammer, and let's go over to our health segment with Dr. Yvette Witten. She's a naturopathic oncologist, the founder of AdonaiOHW.com, Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness in Monroe, Connecticut. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Witten, and I turn over the mic to you.
Good morning, Marietta. It's great to be here this Saturday morning, and I do agree with you that self-care is extremely important. There are some things that we can control, and there are other things that we can't, but what we expose ourselves through media, what we listen to, what we view on TV, it does impact our health, mm-hmm. right? So we can get this big adrenaline rush where we get all anxious. And so, again, we are, you know, people should realize that they are their own CEO, okay? They're the managers of their own health. And so you may have a doctor on board or a physician who's, you know, helping you to take care of your health, but it's important to realize that you are the CEO of your own health. So that's important to know. So I really wanted to talk a little bit about how I got into naturopathic medicine.
Please do, doctor, yes.
And naturopathic oncology specifically. So a naturopathic oncologist is a naturopathic doctor, but we do have additional training in oncology. But from the point of view of naturopathic medicine, we believe that the body has an ability to heal itself, providing we give the body what it needs and we remove anything that might act as a barrier to health. But the process of healing proceeds naturally in us. And so my mom was diagnosed with metastatic pancreatic cancer in 2012. And so that's how my journey into naturopathic medicine started. And so when she was diagnosed, the cancer was pretty much everywhere. She was 82 years old. And we decided as a family that chemotherapy and standard of care was not something that she was strong enough to be able to endure. We believed that that would have robbed her of any quality of life that she had remaining. And so that was my intro to naturopathic medicine. And it first started out when I became a Gerson-trained practitioner, which is using nutritional enzymes through food to help support the body's natural healing mechanisms. So that's just a little bit mm-hmm. about
Thank you
my
for that.
Story.
Yes. Also, I wanted to tell the our audience, you were born, raised, and educated in London.
Yes, I was, well, not London, in Birmingham, actually.
Okay.
So you guys say Birmingham, mm-hmm. we say Birmingham.
And so, do you still have the, not to take away from your airtime, but you, can you talk the accent with the accent too?
I can. So I say that I'm bi-accentual because I have developed an American accent.
Okay.
But I also have a British accent. So if I'm talking Ooh. To family from the UK, then, you know, Ooh. My accent naturally emerges. So
you're still one of us when they hear you talk with the accent, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Not a problem. So when I was on your show a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. we were talking about nutrient deficiencies, right? So the cells need particular nutrients to be healthy, to perform the role of the cell, which is keeping us healthy. And so I just wanted to talk about, you know, some common prescription medications that taken over a long period of time can lead to certain deficiencies of nutrients. And so by no means am I here to tell you not to take your prescription medications. That is a conversation for you to have with your prescriber, right? So we don't tell patients not to take their prescription medications, but we do have conversations about how they can optimize their health so that, you know, maybe with lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, etc., they may be able to have a better control of their blood pressure, right? So blood pressure is one of those common medications that people tend to be on blood pressure pressure medications, or as we call them, antihypertensives. And so some of the categories are ACE inhibitors. Those end in pril, for example, lisinopril, right? And so those classifications or classes of prescription medications to control blood pressure can lead to a deficiency in zinc. And so zinc is really important for the immune system, the health of the immune system, and also to support the body's healing mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. I know you'll be on in a couple of weeks again, and we will have a half an hour with you. Thank God, because you're very, very busy. So I was able to catch you for half an hour. And what I wanted to mention is all the other different modalities that you have in your office, and one of them I experienced. Do you feel okay? I'll get you some water. Okay? Rich, can we go for a quick break? And we're good again. You know about these tickles and these throat frogs in your throat?
Yeah, I had a frog in my throat.
Yeah, I just had to get doctor some water. So, doctor, please continue.
Yeah, so...
Do you want me to take your blood pressure?
No, I think that's...
You good?
That's fine. It's the okay, frog the throat. In my throat. That's okay. The issue. So, yeah, so going back to these classifications of blood pressure medications... The next category is what we call angiotensin II inhibitors, and those end in sartan, right? So some examples are losartan or valsartan, and so they create or cause a deficiency in CoQ10. CoQ10 is a very important enzyme because it feeds into what we call the Krebs cycle, which produces energy for our bodies. So that's really important for, individuals to be able to, especially if they're on this medication for a long period of time, is to ask their healthcare provider to just run an assay, right? And that could be done through, Quest Diagnostics. It's covered 100% by your insurance. And they can run what's called a comprehensive metabolic panel. And that can show you if you have any deficiencies in calcium, and potassium and some of those other electrolytes that can be depleted from, taking certain medications. Now, a very common one, right? People tend to pop a lot of Tums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if they have heartburn or if they have a GERD, which is, acid reflux.
Oh, yeah.
You could just go to your local CVS or Walgreens, mm-hmm. and you can buy Tums over the counter, mm-hmm. right? Now, some people pop Tums like candy. And so Tums is very high in aluminum, right? And so aluminum is a metal. And, if you're exposing yourself through, to a lot of aluminum, it can build up and accumulate in the body. And that's what we call, metal toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was a student back in naturopathic medical school, I did some research, on Alzheimer's disease. And so what we found out was that aluminum toxicity is a risk factor, one of the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease.
No kidding.
Absolutely. So, popping Tums, to remedy your heartburn is not necessarily a good thing. But anyway, besides increasing your risk for Alzheimer's disease, it can result in a deficiency of calcium, Right. And we know that calcium is good for, you know, you need calcium for strong bones and teeth. But not only that, your heart health. Right. So how, you know, your heart contractions, et cetera, depend on, you know, calcium as well. So calcium is a very important nutrient. And then also what can be depleted is iron and folate from taking a lot of Tums. Right. So yeah, just being mindful of any of these prescription medications that you're taking, particularly if you're taking these prescription medications long term, you might want to, again, being the CEO of your own health, you know, have a conversation with your doctor and say, look, you know, I have been on this prescription medication for quite some time now. You know, can you test me to see if I'm deficient in any of the nutrients?
Dr. Whitten, I have a question. Internists, do they don't, they have a different training from you. They don't necessarily know what you just said.
Yeah, not necessarily, because a lot of, you know, medical doctors, you know, nutrition, which includes, you know, vitamins and nutrients, is not really a part of their education, or wasn't. We see the tides changing a little bit now where they're getting some education in nutrition, but that was not, you know, the standard in terms of a medical education. So as a naturopathic physician, it is the focal point, you know, one of the focal points of our education is knowing, you know, the benefits of nutrition, you know, what food categories contain certain nutrients and how you can actually use food, you know, nutrition, you know, to optimize your health. And it's all about optimization of health. That is why, you know, my practice is called Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness, because we want to teach the community. We want to empower the community through education and environmental awareness.
Doctor, we have about 4 minutes left.
Sure.
Could you kindly get into the upcoming workshops and the health benefits? Because when some people think, oh, yeah, optimizing health with herbal tea blends, we know about it. We buy this, you know, offline. They don't understand the benefit. Can you specifically go into the health benefit with the sprouts and with the detoxification? That's the first workshop coming up Thursday, April the 18th. The
sure,
herbal
so,
teas, the
yeah,
health
the,
benefit.
The first workshop is, you know, where participants will be afforded the opportunity to make their own herbal detox blend, right? So the organs of detoxification, you know, you detoxify through the skin, through the lungs, through the lymphatics, but the liver does a lot of work, right? It makes proteins, it makes enzymes, but it also helps to clear up toxic chemicals from the body. So supporting the liver is a good idea, don't you think? So what we're doing in this workshop is that we have organic herbs that we are going to teach our participants how to create a blend of organic herbs that are, you know, safe, non-toxic, to support the liver's ability to detoxify the body. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And the people will be going home with a canister of their own herbal
beautiful
blend,
you did a beautiful job. You just showed me pictures, Moni. Yes, very beautiful.
Thank you.
What about April 25th? That's also on a Thursday. Both workshops on a Thursday, 6 o'clock to 7:30. That should be doable, you know. So spring into health with sprouts.
Right. So sprouts.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Very quickly. The sprouts are broccoli sprouts. Broccoli seed sprouts help to protect one from breast cancer. So yeah.
I see. So thank you for listening. Thank you for Dr. Whitten for coming here today. Also, we met Melissa today for the first time. Melissa, thank you for a great job on the front end and implementing all these segments since we have you here on the station. First time I met Melissa. I've talked to her many times. Anyway, have a great weekend, and we see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr.